This is Twit.
China puts chips in super micro servers. What's going on with this? I mean, this is essentially what Bloomberg's saying is that China reached into the servers of like 30 U.S. companies, stuff at Amazon, at Apple. Sorry. This is big.
Yeah, and it's worth noting right off the bat that Amazon has denied it, like mm-hmm. pretty strongly that they had any awareness of this going on. And obviously, all the sources for the story are anonymous government agency representatives or anonymous Apple executives or anonymous Amazon executives. But the general synopsis of this is that Supermicro, which is one of, if not the largest provider of server OEM technologies and capabilities to companies mm-hmm. around the globe, was either responsible or allowed the Chinese government to place a tiny, tiny, tiny microchip on board designs. And mm-hmm. This chip was apparently even small enough in some cases that it would fit in between PCB layers. So in terms of like even Whoa. Physically discovering it was pretty much impossible. And that this chip sat between the firmware and the processor for the post sequence and basically allowed it to insert code where it wanted to. And it could alter the operating system in a way that it would allow access to other computers and compromise the networks and a whole bunch of stuff. And a lot of this is the amount of logic you can put on a chip this small is obviously minimal. And so it really just kind of was a door opening for access to other things that way. And this story actually kind of goes back into like 2014 through 2015 through 2016. Remember Elemental, a company mm-hmm. that does video processing gear? They were apparently, you know, compromised by this because they were buying their servers from Supermicro and rebranding them, and Amazon bought Elemental, and apparently Amazon discovered this issue or some portion of this issue when they did their security analysis of the company before they bought it. There's other, you know, potentially problematic things in that Elemental as a company who was making the most advanced video processing technology was selling into the DOD. They were selling into all aspects of military and government institutions because as you would imagine, I don't think they said this in the story, but if you imagine a situation where you want really highly compressed, very fast video, it might be from like, say, a drone feed.
Maybe.
If you're flying one of those around. So there are a lot of implications here. Apple is implicated in this. Not that they did anything wrong, but that they had at one point 7,000 or 8,000 Supermicro servers running in their data centers. The accusation in the story from Bloomberg is that Apple discovered that basically the government went to all these companies, about 30 of them, that had mm-hmm. been they had traced back to being using to using these servers. They'd been compromised, and then they did it all very quietly because they didn't want to, you know, let the people on the other side know that they had figured out what was going on. And Apple slowly removed all of the Supermicro servers from its data center and replaced it. But when it did it, it blamed it all on like pricing issues or contract negotiations or what have you. So it's a really good story to read. It is, as someone who is currently watching the TV show Homeland, it seems very familiar, right? The kind of the CIA right. spy era synopsis of it. But I think what I found most interesting about it is there are 17 or 18 sources that Bloomberg has in this, all of them anonymous, of course, but 17 mm-hmm. or 18 sources that talk about, yes, this happened at Apple. Yes, this happened at Amazon. The government had these meetings in Virginia where they brought these companies in. They were able, the reason how they found all the companies that were compromised was that they found a system that had this. They figured out what machine it was calling home back to. It compromised that machine and figured out where all the signals it was getting were from. And that's where they kind of backtrack their way into these 30 companies. But Amazon is, you know, posted their CIO, chief, put out a post today on their website about nothing from AWS has ever been affected by this. We've never been contacted by the government. We've never found any trace of compromised hardware. Everything that they're saying is a fabrication, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the drama around the story might be more interesting in the long term, you know, except for the fact that maybe all these networks have been compromised and secrets have been stolen and governments and whatnot. So that's been the whole day here. How about you?
Yeah, that's not exciting at all.
The story does a good job of going into things about like how a well-done hardware-level implant is significantly more damaging than any software, you know, implementation of a hack, right? And, you know, they go into as much detail as you can in a Bloomberg story, but there's a lot of information in here, so it's worth checking out.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of the stuff you look at. You know, means I am friends with a number of hackers and pen testers and security professionals, and you know, we shoot tech thing in the Hack 5 studio. You know, and it's amazing to realize, you know, just giving a window into a piece of hardware onto a network, or it's just frightening to comprehend what could be done with that. That's all I'm going to say.